Hello and welcome to Packers POV, a podcast that aims to shine a light on the human behind the helmet. I'm your host, Taylor Rogers, and we are here inside historic Lambeau Field. Today's guest set the single-season record for receiving yards at the University of Virginia while earning first-team All-ACC honors. And now in the NFL, he leads all rookies in yards per reception. I'm thrilled to welcome Packers rookie receiver, Dontayvion Wicks. How's it going, Tay?
It's going good. Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm so glad you're here. And I just heard you had a gift exchange recently.
Yeah, yes, sir. So we did a game called White Elephant, which every group do. I think the quarterbacks go in with the O-line to do it. So we go in. We have a minimum. We all have a minimum as a group. And everybody just get those gifts. And when the time come, we all got to pick a spot, you know, to be in, to pick gifts, and the last spot is the best spot, which I got, so, yeah.
So, luck of the draw. What'd you end up getting?
I got a lot of stuff. I got an iPad, some Dolce & Gabbana shades, and then I got some shoes, and also an Apple Watch. So, yeah.
Man, that's a nice haul right there.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff. Shout out Rome. Rome with the gift.
Okay, Romeo. Well, that's pretty phenomenal. That's a good way to head into the new year, huh?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, so happy to have you. And I know originally you were from Louisiana, but you actually got recruited to University of Virginia via social media. Can you tell us that story?
So I was just on Twitter one day. You know, it was in November. And I already had some, like, smaller offers from schools in Louisiana and, like, a couple smaller FCS schools and out of state. And then I went to Twitter one day, and I got this text from Jordan Arsmith. That was the scout at UVA. He just was telling me, you know, you like my film, and the coaches there, you know, think I can have a great career there. And they wanted to come down and see me on a visit. So the coaches just came down to Louisiana. Coach Higgins, my receiver coach, he came, watched a couple basketball games. He came to the house, and he offered me. It was 2 weeks before signing day. I took an official visit. You know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, you know, but I liked it and my mama liked it. So, you know, we thought that would be a good fit. And I already wanted to get away from home. So I just took that. You know, it was the biggest opportunity for me to get my name out there and play ACC football, big time football, and also have a great degree from a great university.
And I find it interesting that he came down to Louisiana and watched you actually play hoops.
Yeah. He came to a few games, like at least four of them. So, you know, I think he liked what he seen, you know, on the court. So he kept coming to the games.
Were you nervous at all, and how did you play?
I played good. So one game he came to, there was a lot of stuff going on in the stands. So they was fighting in the stands, and he always talked about that. But all the other games I played good. You know, I was a hooper before I played football, so that was just a normal thing.
I've seen some of your tape on Huddle. You're physical, kind of like how you are in football.
Yeah. The thing my coach wanted me to do is just get the ball, you know, at the top of the key, make a move, go to the goal, and dunk the ball. That was my mindset. I wanted to always dunk on people, so that's what I did. I just get the ball at the top of the key, everybody spread out, just get 20 points like that.
Just like that?
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, you mentioned Coach Hagan, and you've described that relationship like a real brother relationship. Mm-hmm. What brought you guys close?
I would say, like, adversity. We've been through a lot together, me coming in my first year. And then also, I would say he made a way for me, giving me the opportunity to, you know, come down and play in Virginia. He believed in me, you know, when nobody else, you know, a lot of people, you know, overlooked me. So that started a bond. You know, right there, I just knew he believed in me from the start, you know, and we always talked about this moment right here, you know, from the start of my college career, and he held me to that standard, you know, so the bond just built every year. And then also, like, family side, coach's family, you know, great family. I look at his sons like my brothers, and his wife like my mama, so that all come in hand, you know, together. They were just a family away from family, you know, in Virginia, being far away from Louisiana. So when I ain't had my family down there, they was there like family.
That sounds like a really special setup.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
It don't. You know, and I'm grateful for that.
You mentioned this moment here. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that he taught you that you brought with you here?
Yeah, I mean, he taught me a lot of stuff. Just the standard I play at, you know, he ingrained that in us as a receiver group in Virginia, you know, like the blocking and finishing to the ball and helping our teammates up. It just bring great energy and momentum to the offense. So just doing that and keeping that standard throughout my first year in the league, it's been good for me. And also just sticking to the details, having a routine, making sure I take care of the small details because it's going to lead to bigger things. It's a lot he done taught me, you know, going through my whole 4 years in college that I keep today.
It sounds like he really set you up for your next recruitment.
Yeah.
Which was to the Packers. And what stands out to you from your pre-draft visit to Green Bay?
So when I came here on a visit, I walked out on the field, you know, and I just visioned myself playing on the field. And that's big time because I think about that all the time. Just coming here on a visit, you know, not knowing where I would end up at the end of April. And being able to end up here on one of the only visits I came on. I went on 4, and this is one of the ones. You know, just thinking about that situation, it gave me chills, you know, because a lot of people want to be in the position I'm in, you know, and everybody don't get to. So just doing whatever I can and as much as I can with the opportunity.
You've done a lot, and this has been a really impressive year as far as accolades go. And in just a span of 3 weeks, you graduated from Virginia and got drafted by the Packers.
Yeah. That's big time, because my mama, that's the only thing she was worried about was the graduation. And I knew that would make her happy, so I had to do it. That's a part of the reason why I didn't come out there a year. Stayed my fourth year to finish out school so that I can make her happy. Even when I'm making myself happy going to the league and, you know, living out my dream, it was the biggest time, probably the biggest month of my life.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The draft.
Mm-hmm.
This year's NFL draft began by honoring 3 UVA football players who tragically lost their lives last year: Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry. What did that moment mean to you?
It meant a lot. Them was my brothers. We was all close. You know, I came in with Deshaun. Lavelle and Devin was in my group, you know, so they looked up to me. And I always, you know, was always around. That was a big one for me. But you know, getting drafted and graduating, I knew it was always something they talked about. So me living it through, you know, I knew they was living through me, and I know they still is. So every time I go out on the field, step out on the field, you know, I got to be at my best, you know, no matter how I feel. Because I know, like I said, it's people that want to be in this position and that can't. So now that I had the opportunity, you know, I just got to do what I do with it.
And you stepped onto the field and shared a picture of your cleats from the Chargers game with the numbers 115 and 41 written on them in honor of Lavelle, Devin, and Deshaun. What emotions were you feeling as you did that?
Man, you know, last month was a big month for me, a down month, because, you know, everything happened, you know, in that month towards, like, the middle of November. So, you know, I just wanted to honor them and make sure they family knew. That know that I'm honoring them every day I step out on the field, you know, because I know they still going through it. And it's hard for them because I know it's hard for me. So seeing them go through, I just got to honor them. Give everything I got on the field, be the best I can be, you know. And then after, you know, give them all the glory and give glory to God.
You had a pretty amazing game, a team best 91 yards in that performance.
Mm-hmm. It meant a lot, man, because just the timing. I had my mind set. I got to go out and do something, make a play. Don't matter how many, just make a big play. And I did that. I just had that, you know, the mindset. I always had a mindset, but that was a big game for me. And I just had the feeling, you know, the whole game, like, that was the game. And, you know, like I said, the timing of it, it was all put together.
People here at Lambeau are starting to pick up on your mindset. Head coach Matt LaFleur had this to say about you recently. He obviously has special talent. I love his competitive nature. Where does that competitive nature come from?
You know, I would say I've always been like being competitive. You know, I always wanted to compete. But building off of, you know, everything I've been through and adversity, it's taught me a lot about being competitive. And no matter how it's going, compete always, you know, because it's never ending. So being able to compete, you know, it helped me out a lot. It take my mind off a lot. When I'm out there, I'm out there. Them 60 minutes or whatever we got for practice, it's time to go. So, like, just like last week, like the ankle thing, man, I wasn't thinking about that on the field, you know, because I stepped out there and I told him I could play, so I was. But, yeah, that's a big thing I try to, you know, stay on, being competitive so I can make the game fun and have fun with it and, you know, not be down while I'm out there.
We're learning about the player, tough, driven Dontayvion Wicks. What do people need to know about the person?
Man, I'm a fun guy. Love people, you know, love kids, and I always want to help. I'm here for everybody. So, yeah, I just want people to know, you know, outside of the helmet, I'm a people's person. A lot of people think I don't talk, but, you know, I'm more of a talker than people think. So I would say just getting to know me, you see a better side of me.
You said recently in the locker room that at some point having a business that would help out kids would be really important and something you want to do. Why is that?
Because I knew, you know, growing up, I didn't have the resources, you know, that a lot of people have. I didn't have somebody on me or helping me, you know, with in the sports thing. You know, I was just out. I had my mama. You know, that was my biggest supporter. And she can only do so much. But the biggest thing is development, helping develop kids at a younger age. So when it's that time, they already know how they feel, what they want. Instead of like me coming into 11th grade, still not knowing what I would be doing after, you know, after high school, if it wasn't for football, basketball. So that's the biggest thing, you know. And I think, like, I got a lot of people, you know, just in the streets. So it's just, like, helping that situation out and just keeping the younger kids out of that situation, you know, giving them a different path, you know, to follow and giving them a role model.
You mentioned your mom. Is there anything you'd like to say to her now?
I say everything I do is for, you know, for you, for my mom and the family. You know, she know I love her to death. And everything I got is hers.
That's a beautiful way to close.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Tay. Really appreciate the time, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
And thank you for listening to Packers POV. To learn more about what Tay is doing off the field, visit his Instagram, Dontayvion_. Take care and see you next time.